Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, same time, 6:30. Whew, I barely made it. But thanks be to God, I am here, I am here. Hopefully you all had a blessed little day. Mine is very enlightening and full of information. That's why they said you learn something new every single day. Well, over the years, I've learned a lot when it comes to life. I've learned to not ask why, because everybody's life is already predestined, so no need in asking why. Just, you know what I mean? Things happen for a reason, pretty much. Well. Unfortunately, I definitely got to say, my hearts and my prayers and my thoughts are with the families of the Oakland, California tragedy that happened this morning with the fire. So my question is, if they had the building inspector already said that the building was, you know, had violation codes, why in the world were people still in that building? That right there doesn't sit well with me. And they had their press conference, but the building inspector didn't talk too much, because that's a question that needs to be answered, because they can be held liable for that. Straight foolishness. But, you know, people do slick stuff to get in to do whatever they were doing. I mean, they were artists, I guess. But it's just a tragedy. I'm not even going to speak too much on that, because, you know, you have people grieving, but at the same time, the building inspector and the owner of the building definitely got some answers. Definitely have some answers to be answered. Well, I heard about that. They denounced all that information that they were talking about Hillary Clinton with that fake news about her with the human sex trafficking. And, I mean, when that first came out, it didn't sound right anyway. It's this guy called Alex Johnson. And he has a webpage called InfoWars. When I tell you that man was pushing about Clinton with the fake news about, oh, yeah, and he had the nerve to be crying. I mean, the man was busting tears out, talking about, oh, I'm so sorry, we have to break this news to you. And I was like, is he really sitting there crying? I mean, I couldn't believe it when I first heard it. But it came out that it's fake news. It didn't sound right anyway, to be honest. I'm just glad they cleared that up, because if it was true, yeah, she would have been in jail, under the jail cell by now. They wouldn't let that go down. Definitely wouldn't let that go down. But it's a lot of people talking about different things, you know, transpiring in the news when it comes to Trump. I mean, y'all seen with the lawyer who pretty much walking down in Philadelphia with a wine glass in his hand. First of all, that was just too comical. I'm sorry, y'all. But that was just too comical. This man is walking down with a wine glass. First of all, he got an open container charge because he feels as though he's above the law. And he just walks by and somebody spray painted, you know, the F-bomb on the building. That they said it's going to cost about $10,000 to get off. $10,000? Man, they better paint over that joint or something. Something. I wouldn't even bother. But, I mean, people are able to express themselves, freedom of speech. But it's just sad that the lawyer, he's all caught up in that situation. But just like my friends say, people are human. You just never know what a person is going to do. You just never know. Now he's all on TV. Now he's really famous. If he wasn't known before, he's definitely known now. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, definitely, one thing I can say, it's a blessing when you meet new people and you just talk to them and you know what I mean? Especially when when you get a good vibe off of a person. It's always a good thing to come in contact with good people. So that's why I say, don't be all cooped up in y'all houses. please don't be cooped up in your house. Because I know some people just don't go nowhere, don't do nothing. To eat your own, but hey, it's always good to meet new people. Well. Let's see, where should I start with this Delaware corruption? Oh, I'm going to start with Coons on TV tonight. Coons is the same one who called, he's another one who's sucking up to Donald Trump because he's trying to get to do whatever he needs to do up in Congress. But he's another one that pretty much is two-faced, calling Trump names, and now he's pretty much praise, giving me a praise. These politicians, well, I tell you, you can't trust none of them. Because you see what they're doing on national TV. They got one side and another side. As soon as they jump ship, whoop, knock them going over here. It's crazy. It definitely is crazy. But, Coons, if you can hear me, and I know you're going to hear me, you need to come and worry about Delaware because you got a whole bunch of stuff going on in your own backyard. You are never in your office when people are trying to get a hold of you. So it's definitely time for him and Joe Biden, Tom Carpenter, all of them. They just need to come and take care of their own stuff. Well, I'm not going to be before you too long tonight. For some reason, my time slot has gotten cut short for tonight for some odd reason. Usually I'm on here for about 30 to 45 minutes, but I don't know what's going on this evening. That's all right, but that's strange. That's something I'll definitely have to look into, but I see my time is not even that much. So I'm just going to keep on moving right on along until I get cut off, if that's all right with y'all. Like I say, it's a pleasure for me to be on here and to be able to express myself and give you a voice as well as my viewers. So the number, if you need to call in, is 323-642-1559. And the email is mcassociates, the number 4, all, at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. But definitely still working towards Gretchen C. Gilchrist being removed from her position as the new commissioner of Kent County Courthouse, because she is not qualified for the position, as well as she lied on her boards and commissions application. So just keep your ears open for that, because if some news comes through, and I know there is a blessing on the way, because she did things wrong. She did a lot of people dirty, myself included, and also another young lady who referred me to her, who she has out about 60K plus. I mean, how can you just walk away and take people's money and think that? I mean, you can't do people wrong and think you're going to prosper. It doesn't work that way. What goes around comes around. I mean, that's just the way of life. That's not no threat or anything. It's just the way of life, period. And Sean Lynn and Gretchen C. Gilchrist, I mean, they both all knew about Doreen L. Harris I, who was a bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse, who is negligent in his granddaughter, which is my daughter, my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, being able to use pornography. He had it accessible in his basement. So only reason I know about this firsthand because I was also exposed to it when I was at the age of 16 when I first met my ex-husband. So he was very negligent. And also, I mean, there's plenty of other minors who were definitely exposed to it. But, I mean, you never know what kind – I mean, you could have a possible predator up at the family courthouse. Not no possible. I mean, the man, they think it's okay for them to sit around and watch porn out. So what do you think is going on? They're looking at everybody like a piece of meat, pretty much. So why would you want that type of person working at the family courthouse? That's a disgrace. Yeah, me. Then you got Denise and Janae, who are call center reps at the family court that work for King County Family Courthouse or Sussex County, wherever their main call center is. Those two young ladies are very disrespectful. And I had to let their supervisor know because Denise, she hung up on me twice yesterday because I wanted to speak to the supervisor because I was getting nowhere with her and she was just getting nasty. But this is what happens when they don't want you to get through to who you need to or they're being ordered to basically give me the runaround. Corruption at its best. Corruption. Same thing with Sean Lynn and them. He's with the Child Advocacy, whatever you heard me say it, and he is supposed to uphold the rule of law when it comes to that, but he's the main one sending emails to my attorney talking about, oh, it was just a one-time thing with the pornography with our daughter. Sorry, you can't, no way. Definitely not a one-time thing. It definitely had to be more. She's been going over there since she was little. So let's be for real. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Nobody wants to. I mean, who's going to do the right thing? These are supposed to be lawyers, but hey, like they say, lawyers are liars. That's what they do for a living, which is ridiculous. Now what? If the Lord lays it on my heart, and that's what he takes me to become a lawyer, he got the one who's going to tell the truth, and I don't want no lying client foolishness. Not at all. But, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm getting ready to get shut down so soon. Oh, to all my listeners, my apologies. I definitely have to figure out what's going on because my show has never been this short and unfortunate. It is. I only have 2 minutes in my broadcasting, but which is ridiculous, but anyway, y'all just know that fake news that came out about Clinton, untrue. So all those sites that have been airing that stuff, they're liars. See, that's how people just run with stuff and it just goes, spreads across the airwaves like nothing. That's why you didn't see CNN and that, I mean, you know, that's why they brought it to your attention because it was fake news. It's crazy. But President Trump, oh my Lord Jesus. Y'all, just people, just relax, remain calm. At the end of the day, the prophecy has to be fulfilled. I mean, it's nothing no one can do. All we can do is just keep on living and, you know what I mean, continue to trust in God. And if you're not right with God, about time you get right. It's now or never. Sean Lynn, he's friends with the Harris family, so that's pretty much why he probably didn't even say anything in the first place, so it doesn't surprise me. But I'm going to leave it at that because I have about 60 seconds left in my show, unfortunately, and to all those who are like, oh my God, is she off already? Like I said, it's definitely not me because my show usually runs for 30 to 45 minutes. But just tune in same time tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Just remember, remain calm and continue to trust in God. And at the same time, God bless you, and I love y'all.